This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In the late 1880s, rail was creeping across Western America, connecting towns and changing lives. The West was still relatively wild in those days, and that Wild West is the setting of the new young adult novel by Aaron Bowman. Retribution Rails is the story of a young man caught up with a band of cold-hearted killers and thieves, and the young woman who aspires to write for a newspaper, any paper, and prove that she can write just as well, if not better, than any man out there. Aaron Bowman joins me now to talk about her new novel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So what features of this time and place, Arizona, 1887, make you want to write about it?
I've loved the Wild West and stories set in that era, in that location, for as long as I can remember. So I've always sort of had a fascination with that time in history. And Retribution Rails is set in Arizona mostly because it's a companion of a book I wrote 2 years ago, also set in Arizona.
Vengeance Road.
Yes, that's the first book. So this is kind of continuing that. I had a lot of fun writing the first book, learned a lot about Arizona in the process. So it kind of just expanded from that book.
And tell us about rail at the time. Rail was, you know, it existed, but it was still expanding. What was the significance a new rail line might have on a community back in 1887?
Oh my gosh, it was huge. So even in the first book, which was set 10 years prior, the railroad had not reached most of central Arizona yet. It was like just starting to creep into Yuma. And so in this one, which is set in 1887, now all of a sudden it's connecting towns. And so it had a really good, great impact on a lot of industries. It brought new industries in. It brought more businessmen in. Now goods could be shipped places faster. But it also, on the other side, killed some industries. Like the cattle industry started to die from this because now you have cattle can get shipped places. And oftentimes the rails went across popular cattle routes. So the ranchers, their whole industry kind of got upended by this. And then you also have the Native Americans who, I mean, what happened to them was atrocious, with them being basically herded up and moved to reserves and stuff to make room for these rails. So good happened and also really terrible as well.
This was a time when there were newspapers in lots of these small towns in the West. And Charlotte is an aspiring journalist who hopes to document the opening of a new rail line. What was the inspiration for her character?
The inspiration for her is actually her inspiration in the story as well. So she idolizes Nellie Bly, who is, as we all know, a very renowned reporter from that time in history, who sort of was one of the first female journalists to like really make a splash and do a lot of things that people would say, females can't do that. They're supposed to report on gardens and fashion, and that's it. You don't have any business in serious reporting. So that's Charlotte's inspiration. And Nellie Bly was also someone I really idolized as a kid.
So Nellie Bly was an inspiration for you as well. Did you want to be a journalist when you were growing up?
I didn't really know what I wanted. I just loved writing of all sorts. So when I learned about her probably in middle school or something, I just thought she was so cool. And the fact that she did like investigative journalism, went into the madhouse undercover basically to report on mistreatment of patients there and stuff. I just thought she was so incredible. And I loved that she did it against the odds of being told, you can't do this. You have no place in this type of reporting. So I remember doing a paper on her in like middle school.
Some of what Charlotte faces, I think, really might resonate with women today. I mean, she's dismayed when she faces the same kind of unfair expectations that I think women still hear today. Like, you should smile and look happy all the time. And some of your work, you know, you may not get credit for it, but a man might. I mean, this is not limited to the 1880s, right? This is resonating now.
Yeah, and that's actually kind of depressing, but it's true. And I thought that while writing it, you know, this is set in 1887, but many of the things she struggles with are things that women still struggle with today. I have been told by complete strangers to smile, you know, and it's frustrating. It happens, and it's like, maybe I don't feel like smiling. And that's something that happens to her in the book. Someone tells her, you know, to smile and she'll get farther. So it's kind of interesting while writing it to know I'm writing historical fiction, but to see the parallels, to see how much has changed today and also how much maybe hasn't.
Well, Aaron Bowman, thank you very much for speaking with me about Retribution Rails.
Thanks for having me.
That's Aaron Bowman. She's the author of the new novel, Retribution Rails. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Aaron's bookshelf at nhpr.org. And by the way, Aaron's going to be at Gibson's Bookstore in Concord talking about her book and her writing process on Sunday, November 19th at 2 o'clock. We're always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. What book kept you turning the pages beyond your bedtime? Send us an email. The address is books@nhpr.org. Include the title and author and your name and town. And tell us why you like the book so much. Again, the address, books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.